This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And you know what? Get involved in the conversation. Hop up on the website. You got a live chat room. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a million things you can do up there. Check out the writers. Check out what we write on site. And it's really great that I have this guest on with me because I've written, I think, three articles now. One was... what happens to you when you get a little too close to the Clintons? And I don't even mean that from a standpoint of shaking their hand or something. I mean, if you're involved in a business deal with them or you see something you might not ought to see, yeah, your time's limited. Hopefully you have a big, fat insurance policy for your family. That's number one. And then number two is, you know, really some of the things that Hillary has done after Billy Boy, Billy Bob, Bud Boy, you know, slept with all them women. I mean, you have a 12-year. I don't know how you women think. That Hillary Clinton is for women. You know, 12-year relationship with a woman, Jennifer Flowers, right? And all the other women in between that or during that, apparently she didn't care either. He didn't just cheat on one. Think about that. He would cheat on two. This guy's an expert at this game. But he got all this stuff going on. And she sticks up for Billy Boy, and she rips apart those women. So, yeah, she's really for you guys. No problem there. Anyhow, I've got Gary Byrne on the line with me. He's written a book called Crisis of Character, and a White House Secret Service officer discloses his firsthand experience with Hillary, Bill, and the Clinton family. Listen, Gary, thanks so much for being here. I'm having a lot of fun with you, so thanks for being with me tonight, being a good sport about it.
Yeah.
You know, we've talked about, if you're just tuning in, Gary was on with me in the last hour. If you want to know the loving relationship that Bill and Hillary had and how they treated each other, you can grab that. You have to go back to the first hour to grab that as well. So, you know, we constantly hear different stories about Hillary, what a sweetheart she is and all that. When you had, when she was in the White House dealing with you guys, I've read articles that she didn't want to see staff. She didn't want to see people in uniform. She has this thing where it's almost like she goes into epileptic fits if somebody gets too close to her with a uniform on. I mean, how did she feel towards staff? How did she feel towards you guys?
Well, she despised the law enforcement and the military. I mean, and I base that on facts, that what I saw over that 8 years. She despises the military. She despises law enforcement. And she treats her staff, some of her staff, so poorly that they were literally terrified of her. I tell a story in my book, Crisis of Character, where these three women, and two of them actually, the three of them were from Arkansas, all three of them. One of them actually worked with her in the Rose Law Firm, and they had made a mistake on ordering some stationery, and they let this intern order the stationery. And when the stationery came, and I'm talking about tens of thousands of pieces of stationery, it was done correctly, so it was useless. And they weren't concerned about the tens of thousands of dollars that were wasted of taxpayer money. They were worried about who was going to tell her, because they knew from previous experiences that she, and this is the way she always had acts, and she still acts today, but they just hide it, is she immediately goes off the rails, screaming and yelling. She immediately demands somebody's fired. That's not what a leader does. A leader finds out what the problem is and fixes it. Or has their subordinate fix it and then find out, you know, what the solutions are. She screams and yells at everybody. And I cite many examples in my book. And these women were terrified to tell her that they had made a mistake. And, you know, based on what I had seen then and what I saw after that, they had every perfect justification to be that way.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah. I worked for bosses like that, but for a very short period of time because I could easily get away. You go on to say, in some areas, Mrs. Clinton repeatedly screamed obscenities at her husband, the president, at staff, the Secret Service. I mean, did people just finally walk out or walk away, or was it just the fact that you had a job at the White House, you were that close to the president, that these people were willing to put up with this stuff?
Yeah, it is that way in some cases. And for the Secret Service, you just have to put up with it. That's your job. Now, don't get me wrong. Some people don't put up with it. They leave. They resign. They transfer. They go find another job. I get that. Be honest, I never thought I would leave. But after 9/11, we were attacked, and the air marshals were standing up that program. The skills that the Secret Service and the Air Force had taught me and I'd learned over the years, I thought I'd be better. You know, that'd be a good place for me, and it was. But back to the Clintons, you know, it's just she was so angry all the time. And she could switch it on and off. Like a light switch. I mean, one minute she could be screaming and yelling at you, and 5 minutes later she could be in a room down the hallway patting you on the back and introducing you to a group, you know, that you're going to give a tour to and telling them how much you've enjoyed working with me and how great it was.
Oh, my God.
I'm listening to her and I almost believed her. I'm like, oh, my God.
I would have kept my hand on my gun just in case she went for it, you know? Okay. You also, in a fit of paranoia, you say that Mrs. Clinton tried to have the Secret Service banished from the White House. She hated you guys that much, she didn't want you around, but did she not understand, or did she not think that anybody was going to try to, that she needed protection in any way, shape, manner, or form? I mean, did she see any value in you guys?
You know, it's just another example of how quickly she can fall off the rails, and she loses, in my opinion, almost, like, connection with reality. And basically, one of the examples you're talking about is there was an incident. A group of people were coming into the White House on the east side, and there was a little misunderstanding. Anyway, these people felt that these were representatives from the gay and lesbian community. This is in the mid-90s. And they thought they had been offended, and they complained to Mrs. Clinton. So when the incident took place, my coworkers called me and said, you know, be prepared. This is what happened. And she's on her way over to the West Wing. She came over, and she berated Bill Clinton for 40 minutes nonstop. I'm telling you, I heard more foul language there than when I hit my father's thumb with a hammer. I mean, it was unbelievable.
You got to hold that story. You got to go for a quick break. When we come back, you can finish that up. So you're telling me
sure. She
can do better than five sailors in a room after being out at sea for 3 months, right? All right, we'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Don't go far. Get a lot more after the break. Crisis of Character, written by Gary Byrne about the Clintons. We'll be right back. Gary Byrne. Sorry. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. Hopefully so are you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm going to get right back to my next guest. I'm having a good time with him. Gary Byrne is the author of Crisis of Character. A White House Secret Service officer discloses his firsthand experience with Hillary and Bill and how they really operate. But I think at this point, Gary, we know how they really operate. They're all, I don't think people believe it, but we're seeing it all over the place, right?
Oh, you're right. Listen, there's no doubt in my mind after working for them for 8 years that they are just completely, everything they do is, they have the thumb on the scale. They're so shady. Everything they do, eventually you find out there was something. Just look at the election, what they did to Bernie Sanders' campaign. I mean, that's just a perfect example.
Well, wait, but now wait a minute. In all fairness, Gary, now, you know, there was a payout. Yeah, he's got a $600,000 home now. Maybe they're not so bad. I don't know.
Well, here's the lakefront on Lake Champlain, so, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you take a little beating on one side, and look, you live in a nice house for the next, I don't know, what do you think he's got left in his lifespan? About 3 years, maybe?
Yeah.
If she becomes president, maybe 18 months. I don't know. There's a long trail behind her too. You know.
Yeah.
You know. So I don't know. It's just this stuff does make me crazy, and it's because there are people that look at this. Why? Okay. So Miss Producer asked during the break as to why are so many people still supporting her and propping her up around. They got to know her. You know, I sat. What's his name? James Carville. Right. I sat with him.
Yeah.
And he said that they're wonderful people. He must be petrified of them. He said they're wonderful people, and ever since they got into politics, the right-wing conservatives have been after them. You can't tell me that people like him and others around them don't know what they're like. Why are they still supporting him? Petrified?
Right. He knows exactly what they're like. Because he's the one, listen, James Carville is the reason that he got elected in the first place and then got reelected the second time because he's the master of spin. I mean, if James Carville was a cancer doctor, he'd have cured cancer 5 years ago because he's good at dust. I mean, they can spin manure into gold. I tell this story in my book, Crisis of Character, where during the early 1991, I'm working, you know, President Clinton's running against President Bush, and I'm down in Arkansas in this detail. I spent 6 hours, you know, standing out on this roadside because the president-elect Governor Clinton is having dinner at some restaurant, and I'm talking to the deputy sheriff for 6 hours, and I'm joking with him, you know, there's no way this guy Bill Clinton's going to go elected. Look at all these rumors in the paper about drug use and scandal and women, and you know, he's being accused of assaulting women, and the guy looked at me like he was looking right through me. He says, let me tell you something, Gary, I'm from Arkansas, and he goes, everything you hear about these people are true. He goes, they can spend manure into gold, and if he does run, he will win. And he was right. No limits to what they'll do.
Oh, I am not surprised when, you know, I dealt with people like this where I grew up, and yeah, they'll sell their own mothers out. Actually, they'll send their own mothers to the, you know, to the crusher if it means that there's a good chance that they go ahead and get elected. And people don't realize what they're like. You know, I don't know. I look at this stuff and I say to myself, how can people not see what these people are truly like? How can people not really know or understand what these people, you know, are really like?
Right.
It's just amazing to me. So,
when people ask me that, I kind of answer it like this. You know, when we're discussing my book, Crisis of Character, and people say, well, you know, I like the story, but, you know, I'm not sure if it's true. And I'm like, well, okay, let me put it to you this way. How did the Clintons get where they are? They got there by jumping from one scandal to the next, hiding all their bad behavior with these series of crazy lies and excuses. And then when they don't work out and the truth comes out, then they switch to another, you know, need I remind anybody about, you know, I did not have sexual relations with Monica Lewinsky. 2 weeks later, indeed I did. So, and the same with Mrs. Clinton and her email server. But let's look how I got where I am. I got here by being able to get into the U.S. Air Force. And passing a battery of psychological tests, so eventually I could be cleared to guard our nuclear arsenal. And then I got into the Secret Service Uniform Division by taking a polygraph test, a lie detector test. And then I got into the Air Marshals based on the skills and the honesty and the decent person that I had grown into from these other jobs. And you compare what's in my book, it's my life, it's true, it's the way it happened, and you compare it to the Clintons, my story doesn't change. Their story changes, and the other people that accuse them of these things, their stories stay the same. It's always the Clintons that have to change their lives when more truth comes out. It's just crazy.
Oh, yeah. No, and again, I always love, if you watched how Bill progressed through the lies, and then even Hillary with the email scandal. I mean, it's almost like they went to the same classes when they first get married as to how to run a lie through. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Go ahead.
Part of that goes back to James Carville mentality, and I'm not trashing the guy. You know, he's paid to do a job, and he does it very well. You know, when he says how nice they are, you got to remember he gets paid. I don't know if he still does, but at one time he got paid a lot of money to get them into office. and manipulate what the truth is. But, you know, their mentality back when they first got Bill Clinton elected was, it didn't matter what the accusation was, their answer to it was, so what? Jennifer Flowers says she had an affair with Bill Clinton, and she's got 100 hours worth of audio tape. So what? That doesn't prove anything. Well, it really does. But you know, if you keep giving, if people want to believe in Bill Clinton, and you give them a reason to think the lie might not be true, then that's what they believe, and they go down that road, and they stay with it. And the more and more they believe, the more it builds up like immunity to the truth. And that's what makes these guys like Carvel and George Stephanopoulos back then and Rahm Emanuel, that's what made them so good at their job, because no matter how crazy it was, they would just say, so what? And they would keep moving forward.
Yeah.
Nothing shamed these people. Nothing.
No, and I know you'd understand when I say to you, like, again, growing up around the people I grew up with, that's exactly what they did. You know, the mafia guys, they did nothing.
Yeah.
They didn't see nothing, they didn't do nothing, and you're obviously mistaking me for somebody else, right? I mean, that's kind of what they do on a regular basis. And it's scary.
Right. Yeah. You know, you mentioned earlier about Bill Clinton, some of his escapades with women, and Mrs. Clinton helping, you know, intimidate the women. You know, I like that your listeners that listen to this, you know, voice on. You know, one of the women accused Bill Clinton of sexual impropriety, her name was Kathleen Willey. And she worked at the White House when I did. And I didn't really know her, but I knew who she was, especially after the story came out. Now, the story she tells rang completely true to me. I worked there. I knew where she was, the descriptions. If she walked into a police station with a picture of the person who supposedly did that and told that same story, police detectives would go and find this person and start an investigation. But because it's Bill Clinton,
Yeah, we got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We're going to finish this up on the other side of break. Crisis of Character, written by Gary Byrne, and it's all about the Clintons. Don't go far. Hey, you've missed a healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on therealside.com and find it there as well.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
There is the theory of the Möbius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
He was a famous trumpet man out Chicago way. He had a
we are back.
No one else could play. He was a top man.
Hopefully you are, too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. For stations and times, other ways to get the show, head over to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. A million ways you can get involved in the conversation. You can also pick up the classic podcast. Let me tell you, we have no old podcasts on my website. We have classic podcasts. Always appreciate the time. We're having a fascinating conversation with Gary Byrne. He's a author of Crisis of Character, a White House Secret Service officer that discloses his firsthand experience with Hillary and Bill and how they operate and what a beautiful, wonderful family they are. Hey, Gary, thanks for joining me today. I always appreciate your time with
Thank
me.
Thank you.
And thanks for hanging out the second hour because, you know, people usually don't do this or I usually don't ask people to do this, but there's so many questions that I'm looking at that I knew I couldn't get it through. And I just have this, you got to have the same feeling I do. We talked about this before. Really, when they show, when they have his picture up on the wall, it should say President Bubba, don't you think?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
There were people that heard from that, like that back then, you know, when he first got in.
Look, I don't see, and maybe I'm wrong. I'm a pretty good judge of character. I don't see him as a mean, hateful guy. I see her as a mean, hateful person. I think he's just stuck.
Yeah. He was very jovial at times, funny, pleasant. He was okay to work around. He really was. He was funny. He was nice. I wouldn't trust him to drive my 27-year-old niece home, but.
I wouldn't either. No way. I wouldn't either. You know?
But Mrs. Clinton, on the other hand, was never nice. Only if the TV cameras were on or there was somebody important around. She was very distant, very cold. I describe her, and I mean this, she's like a dictator. And clearly, some of the policy things that she's going to run on make her look even more like a dictator. So, you know, more government control, more government programs. But, it is what it is.
Yeah, no, I hear you. The let's talk about the favorite one everybody likes to talk about. Let's get to Monica Lewinsky, okay? And, you know, here's a 21, what was she? She was 21 when she first got to the White House, correct?
Exactly, she was 21.
Yeah, so here, you know, you're in the White House. You're 21 years old. You're in the middle of all this buzz and hum and all this other stuff going on. I would imagine it's fairly easy to win because, you know, she was painted at one time as going after him. You know, how he's a powerful man. How could he turn her down? But
right.
Tell us a little bit how that unfolded.
Sure. So during my grand jury testimony, when I was subpoenaed to testify in the Lorenzi case, I actually described Monica as the cross between like a stalker and a rock star group. And at first, I actually tried to, you know, in the beginning, and I know this sounds ridiculous now in hindsight, but I tried to give them the benefit of the doubt. The story that the president's assistant at the time was saying was, I asked her one time about Monica coming over. She didn't have the proper pass. Were they going to fix that? This is before I asked to have her removed. But anyway, so she said, oh, well, you know, she comes over once in a while because the president's mentoring her. And I'm like, okay, there's like 250 interns over at the old executive office building. He picks the one flirtatious girl, and that's who he's mentoring. The president of the United States has got time to mentor one girl, you know. And I thought, it is what it is. And then clearly, very quickly, watching her, you know, watching Monica, she was clearly manipulating the uniform division officers, the agents, to put herself in a position where she was there when the president would cross her path. You know what I mean? Certain place in the White House, outside on West Exec, and it became very clear. And eventually it got to the point where my coworkers, you know, kind of went to me and said, you know, somebody should say something about this. And I actually went to Evelyn Lieberman, the deputy chief of staff, one of the deputy chiefs of staff, and I asked her to have her removed or look into it. And she did, and it lasted a week. And then when she came back, she had a White House hard pass, the blue pass, which gave her access to everywhere in the complex except for the private living quarters. So clearly the president made some, in hindsight, this is after testimony, you know, I'm comfortable saying that him or he had somebody make some calls to get her that pass. So.
Wow. Hey, does the president have somewhat carte blanche to bring anybody in he wants to with or without a pass, with or without a background
sure.
check?
Well, not so much without a background check. If you're coming in an appointment, they are... Now, this is generally speaking, I have some exceptions for you, but generally speaking, if they're coming to the White House as an appointment, there's a check, and they're coming to visit face-to-face with the president, there's a background check run, you know, an NCIC check, similar to, like, if you were to get pulled over for speeding or something. And you know, but the truth is, people have records. You know, people that he was friends with all his life from Arkansas, and some of their family members actually had police records. You know, not everybody leads a Boy Scout life like I led. People that I worked with. But, so, you know, if they're family members or they're coming in for an appointment, and you know, they still get to come in, but the Secret Service knows about it. You know, we know, and even like some heads of states, you know, some of these countries, some of these dictator types come from, these are bad people, man.
Right.
And, you know, so we know about them. We know what's going on.
I've often wondered that when you get a small entourage from one of these nasty countries and they've got their own, are they allowed to have their own security with their own guns when they come into the White House or not?
We have limits on them. They can bring one person in with a firearm, usually, and everybody else stays outside the West Wing. They'll let one ship leader in. Now, sometimes they won't even do that. The Secret Service, you know, they have... it changes with depending on who it is. You know, if it's the Prime Minister of England or the Prime Minister from Israel, no big deal. You know, and they might not even want to put somebody in there that close because once they're in the West Wing, they know, in the White House, they know how secure it is.
Right.
But you get some of these guys that come from some of these third world countries, man, and it's like, you know, their security team is the cross between, you know, law enforcement and the criminal element from where they're from. So it's pretty crazy.
So when you were were called to testify, Monica Lewinsky thing, you know, and Clinton, you got to have a little crisis going on in your head because you know you vowed to keep certain things quiet, but here you are. This is a criminal investigation.
Right. And I wanted nothing to do with it. Nobody did. But, you know, when the subpoena started flying, you have to answer them. And you know, many times during that time, people would point out to me, hey, you know, just so you understand, I mean, you know, we're the Secret Service, you work for us, but, and, you know, we work this deal out with the Justice Department, but there's no, nothing from stopping the FBI from coming and locking you up, you know, with no warning. And I was threatened with it, and so were my coworkers a couple times. And, you know, it was just a bizarre time. And the funny thing was, is that, you know, by the time the story leaked out, I had left the White House and I was working out of the Secret Service Training Center. And I was driving home. A couple of my bosses in the training center, they had a contact up in New Jersey at this old military base where we could get a hold of old military surplus. So we went up there. We got this equipment. We're on our way back. We're picking up the equipment. And I'm driving down the New Jersey Turnpike, you know, 80 miles an hour. And I'm listening to Howard Stern. And Howard Stern breaks the story that Matt Drudge, the Drudge Report, the night before, or actually early that morning, broke the story about Bill Clinton having an affair with this intern, Monica Lewinsky. I almost drove off the road. I mean, I puked. And, I mean, nobody knew, but very few people. Like, I didn't tell the people I was working for now what was going on. I mean, they knew the rumors, but they didn't know what, you know, like, I knew exactly what was going to happen. I could see it in my mind. I mean, I knew it was going to turn into a disaster, and it did. And every day that went by, it got crazier. And, I mean, you know you're in trouble when you're on vacation and you can't sleep because of what's going on. I was up at Deep Creek Lake in Maryland. I go downstairs 3 o'clock in the morning. I turn on TV, and there's Geraldo Rivera discussing my life and who I am. And I'm like, oh, I'm so screwed. You know?
Well, you had to, when you first heard that, the Howard Stern story, you had to sit there and go, okay, this is the beginning of something not good.
Right. It was. And so when I got, that day, when we got back to the training center, I pulled my boss aside and I said, listen, because they're like, oh, don't worry about it. It's all BS. And I'm like, these guys have no idea because they don't know what happened. And so I said, listen, I seriously think you should jump the chain of command, and I think you should give the chief a call and tell him this is going to spin out of control. This is going to involve us. It's going to get crazy.
All right, hold on.
He's like,
we got to go to a break. I want to hear the rest of this, but we got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is on the Rail Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. A Crisis of Character. Author Gary Byrne is with us tonight. We'll be back in just a minute.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE. Author Gary Byrne joins me. He's written a book called Crisis of Character. A White House Secret Service officer discloses his firsthand experience with Hillary and Bill Clinton. Gary, again, thanks for being with me tonight. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
You know, the... Could the FBI, could the president stop the FBI from doing investigations on him or anybody else in the cabinet?
Yeah, so here's my take on that. Based on what I experienced the 8 years that I've worked for them and then what I've seen since then, you know, yet when you look at Bill Clinton today, in some ways he's actually more powerful than when he was president. He sits on this huge pile of cash, the Clinton Foundation, and he doesn't really, he's not accountable to anybody anymore. And he can kind of move around. And if you don't think anybody that was president for the 8 years has the connections, you know, to find out from the FBI or the Justice Department where Loretta Lynch is in Arizona and then fly his plane there, I'm telling you, that's pure Bill Clinton. They used to refer to it as the soft intimidation. He, in the way, you know, the way I saw, based on what I saw when I worked there, and my opinion is that he planned that whole thing. And got on that plane and reminded Loretta Lynch that he appointed her. And now it's payback time. And, you know, So yeah, I absolutely believe that that he did play in that. That's my take on it. And that was about as accidental as, you know, as some of the other crazy stuff you hear when it comes to that.
I tell people all the time, he got on that plane, he said, Loretta, you know, I got 54 in the bag, so to speak. I have no problem going to 55. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
No, right, exactly. And but, you know, the way my experience with him is, he gets on there, he says, oh, God, it's so good to see you. I remember the day we swore you in. In other words, you got here because of me.
That's right.
And that fits right into everything I've ever heard and learned about them. You know, when he was the Attorney General of Arkansas, the Governor of Arkansas, and then when he first became, you know, all the little crazy stuff we heard about them that was supposedly just, you know, politics and wasn't true, all became true. We saw it happen in front of our eyes. If you were paying attention and yeah, I believe that's his soft intimidation. And, yeah, I believe that he has the nerve to do that. Absolutely.
Well, what's funny is, you know, you've got Huckabee actually came out one night, almost a year ago and said, you know, you guys don't really understand the Clinton machine. It truly is a Clinton mafia. Nobody wants to go up against it. Not only is it tough to beat, it's dangerous to push up against.
No, he's 100% right.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons I base my opinion on that, if I have time to tell you real quick, during the Monica Lewinsky investigation, I mentioned I was out at the training center when the story broke. So one of my coworkers was still working in the West Wing. And he called me up one day, and he says, man, the weirdest thing happened. And I said, what's that? He goes, well, he came into work one morning early, and he was down in the gym working out. And the captain came in and said, hey, you know, I need you to get on the phone with the deputy chief. So he gets on the phone, and he says, listen, we got word from Judge Starr's office late last night. You have to go back down there today, first thing, and clarify a couple things for them. And then that's it. You should be done. So he got dressed. He went and did what he was told. He comes back to his post, which was in the West Wing lobby. And the guy that relieved him and the West Wing receptionist said, hey, the president was looking for you. And he laughed, thinking they were joking around. A couple of minutes later, after he's on post, President Bill Clinton comes walking in. Hey, how you doing? Calls him by his first name. Asks him how his family is.
Oh, my God.
He knew exactly where he was. Like I mentioned to you before, you know, these lawyers had no attorney-client privilege with us. And, you know, the ones that were supposedly representing us worked in, you know, went to the same steakhouse at night as the ones that were supposedly prosecuting the president. So there was clearly, you know, in my opinion, based on what I saw, there was information going around. He knew exactly what was going on down there, and he was testifying again. And he was just reminding him that, you know, he knew exactly what was going on. So I see it as the same thing as the Loretta Lynch thing.
So are you saying that could President Obama had stopped the investigation into Hillary's email system, her email transgression?
Yeah, you know, I can't say that for sure, but I can tell you this. I mean, who thinks that that's an accident? You know, he shows up at the same. Come on, there's no way. And it's for certainly if you experience what I experienced all those years. These people, again, there's a reason they call them the Arkansas Mafia. I mean, think about part of the story that the reporter who stumbled onto it tells. Bill Clinton personally ordered the protection agents to turn off their cell phones and not to let anybody else on the plane. I mean, that's not normal. And I believe it because it fits into, I don't believe it because I want to believe it. I believe it because I've seen similar things before. I know it fits into their modus operandi.
Wow.
It's the way they work.
This stuff doesn't, so we're clear, this stuff doesn't surprise me. What surprises me is there hasn't been a group that have gotten together. There hasn't been somebody that just stays on them, calls it. I mean, I realize that they're fighting what? They're fighting the left-wing media. They're fighting most of the Democrats. I mean, there's nobody that's going to come out and really come after the Clintons. And I love guys like...
Well,
go ahead. I'll let you...
You know, I think part of the problem is, and this is kind of a separate issue, but it kind of plays back into this whole thing. Part of the problem is that most of the people in the Congress, they've been there for so long. I mean, you know, they, we don't have term limits. These people have been working. I guess eventually you just, it's almost like they've become, some of these guys are supposedly Republicans or conservatives, just decide that that's the way they are, and they don't give a crap as long as they get to keep their seat. And who knows what kind of shenanigans goes on and horse trading goes on. And again, that's exactly what the Clinton reputation, the Clinton machine reputation is.
It's just amazing. And again, I know I'm beating a dead horse here, but I just keep coming back to the fact that, that they've been doing this for a long time. It's I know people in politics that are still getting away with all kinds of garbage because people are afraid to call them on the carpet. They're afraid of what might happen to them at work or what have you. And it's just it's just amazing. When it comes to the affairs, let's just call them affairs because that's the heck they are. Were you guys asked on a regular basis to kind of look the other way? I mean, I don't believe that there was only two liaisons in the White House. I would think there were many of them.
Yeah, I ended up testifying about three, but there was testimony given by other people who supposedly said that Bill Clinton used to brag about hundreds of affairs. You know, and again, that's. You know, that's not testimony that I gave or heard,
right.
But it fits in everything else I heard. And it also fits in with some of the Secret Service agents that I worked with on post, and some of my coworkers from the Uniform Division would say, you know, I didn't travel on every trip that went around the United States. I traveled on some of them. And they used to say, Gary, you're not with us on the road all the time. You don't see what goes on. And that's what they were insinuating, and I believe you know, and actually some of it came out in testimony later on. So, you know, when it comes to the, you know, I just don't understand. Well, one thing I want your listeners to understand is, you know, the Monica Lewinsky investigation, everybody, their defenders always like to say, oh, it was about sex. It was not. It was about supporting perjury. It was about Bill Clinton lying and about Monica Lewinsky lying and signing affidavits saying they never had contact or were never in the room together by themselves. And it was a lie. And she would have gone to jail if she hadn't made that deal with the FBI. And he got impeached, which means he was basically indicted. And this goes back to what we were talking about earlier. He wasn't removed from office because the rumors were at the time, circling around inside the government, was a lot of the conservatives, so-called conservatives or Republicans, that were supposedly impeaching him were having issues, you know, had skeletons in their closets.
Oh, sure.
And they were being threatened by the Clinton machine. If you impeach him, okay, you've indicted him, but if you try to remove him from office, we're going to out you. So that's one of the reasons the rumors were that it died down. So, you know, it just goes back to, you know, you just think the government is so slimy, and then these guys have taken it to a level of slime that's just that's hard to understand.
Wow. Gary, I'm sorry, but we're pretty much up against it. We're going to put your book in our bookstore. Probably bring you back on from time to time. Tell people how they can get a hold of your book, and if you got, just tell them how they can get a hold of you.
Thank you. Yeah, my book can be purchased at Barnes & Noble stores or anywhere you buy books. Also, barnesandnoble.com and, of course, amazon.com. And also you can, my last name is Byrne. I'm Gary, Garybyrne. You can Google me. It'll take you to my YouTube page and my Facebook page also. And my Facebook page for the book. So you can certainly take a look at that. And there's some funny videos on there. I hope your guests enjoy.
Yeah. Hey, look, my guests are easy to please. Look, they tune into me. So they're not that deep. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time so much you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Listen, there's a story going around that one of Trump's supporters was beaten with a tire iron. You know what for? Having a Trump shirt on. Isn't that terrible? I think it's a federal offense now. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.